It's just got to do with your, I'm going to ask you just some background information about you first so I can get a record of that. Now, I need your full name.
Clarice Ethel, and I was before I married.
Uh-huh.
The oldest daughter of Tom and Pearly.
My grandmother's name was
Miranda. My mother's name.
Uh-huh. Now, where were you born?
I was born over here in the PD community in Van Buren County. And April 28th, 1897.
Let's see, that means that you're
77 years old.
Now, let's see, this is, of course, now you live in, here in
Clinton, but I still live in Van Buren County.
But it's the same.
And I spent 76 years in Van Buren County. I've lived 1 year out of the county.
Oh, is that all? And you've spent 76 of those years in Van Buren County?
Yeah, and 74 of them right here.
Why, that's right here? In Clinton?
And PD and Clinton
PD.
Together.
Oh, yeah.
PD
yeah.
Community and Clinton together.
PD Community and Clinton together. Now, your address right here is what?
Well, it's Clinton, Arkansas, Route 2, Poplar Street.
Mm-hmm.
I always put the Poplar Street on it because mm-hmm. we're the only lefters there on this side of the river.
Oh, you are?
And if I put the Poplar Street on it, why, maybe that he'll bring it. Not get it mixed up with their mail,
sure,
you know.
Sure, sure. That's good. That's good. Well, what did you do for a living most of your life?
Well, I've been a farmer.
Farmer's
wife. That's all I've ever known, just old hard labor.
You've had a hard labor life.
A hard life.
Well, what church did you go to?
When I go at all, I go to the Baptist Church at PD. I joined that mm-hmm. church when I was 15 years old.
You did?
And my great-grandfather helped organize that church in 4th Sunday in August, 1881.
You don't mean it. And that's the same one that you still belong to?
Yeah. Well, the one I go to when I'm able to go.
Well, that is just one.
Of course, I've not been going much anywhere here lately, but that's my church and my home church.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you something about PD, how far is that from Clinton?
Well, it's about 3.5 miles east from here, the church is.
Mm-hmm.
And the little old creek runs the entire length of the community.
Oh, it does?
PD Creek.
PD Creek does.
PD mm-hmm. Creek. And that's where the community got its name.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell me that the creek got its name from a tribe of Indians that years ago lived up the creek, tribe
uh-huh.
of Indians mm-hmm. by the name of PD.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
PD Indians. Uh-huh. And they just give it a little old creek.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
it's not so little sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
The name of PD.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it is. PD Church, mm-hmm. PD Cemetery.
Mm-hmm. PD Cemetery and all that. And that's about 3.5 miles east of Clinton.
East of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I just,
might vary a little one way or the other, mm-hmm. but that'd be my guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the church is on highway number 16 as mm-hmm. you go toward Shirley.
Well, now, when you were growing up there in PD, was it a very big community out there? Did very many live out there?
Well, it was thinly settled, but we had plenty of young'uns. We had a numeration of 80 or 70 or 80 some odd children, and we never had no winter school, just summer term.